Weekend Workshop, the Fish Tank Review Method. Hey friends, hey listeners, welcome to Side Hustle School. This is a big transition here today. Throughout the first half of the year, we've been bringing you the new segment, basically helping you learn the key steps to a new side hustle in 2025, one step or concept per week, Weekend Workshop. It includes activities, examples, and more. So we went through days 1 through 27 of the Side Hustle book, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. So we did an episode for each day, looking at the stories and examples, how you might apply this in your life. For the second half of the series, which conveniently starts today, we're going to go into more depth in the stories presented in that book. So basically, we're going to continue the Weekend Workshop format, just look at some of the stories as opposed to a concept. So we did concepts first half of the year with a little bit of story example. Now let's do story examples that highlight the concepts. I really want you to learn these things because they're simple skills, yet very valuable. And the best way to demonstrate it is just to go straight into it because you'll get it from there. So let's do it. Imagine checking your mail to find an unexpected $200 check for something you did weeks ago and forgot all about. That is exactly what happened to Max Robinson, whose weekend fish tank review project now generates $700 a month with minimal effort, almost no effort at all. And it all starts with this accidental beginning. Max Robinson runs a construction company in Scotland, and like many of us, he has interests outside of work. In his case, his side hobby was aquariums. So one weekend, Max makes a simple website. He writes up some fish tank reviews. He adds Amazon affiliate links almost as an afterthought and then completely forgets about it when life gets busy. 3 weeks later, he gets this email saying he'd be getting a $200 check in the mail. He first thinks, oh, this is a spam email, but then a real actual paper check arrives from Amazon. And he's so surprised, he takes his partner out to dinner to celebrate. She didn't even believe the money was real until they were sitting in the restaurant. So it turns out, of course, those Amazon affiliate links were generating commissions when readers found his honest reviews helpful and clicked through to make purchases. This was a big moment, and a lot of folks would have been thrilled with that unexpected $200 and just moved on. But Max, of course, recognized that his specialized knowledge had monetary value in the marketplace. So after receiving that first check, Max investigated which reviews generated the most sales, and he noticed some key patterns. Mid-range tanks that sold for $150 to $300 converted best, likely because budget buyers did less research, while high-end buyers sought out more specialized information. So he kind of learns, oh, this is my target market. Next, technical details about filtration systems and maintenance requirements got the most engagement, which suggested that readers valued practical information. And third, comparison reviews outperformed individual product reviews, which kind of shows buyers wanted help deciding between options. Lots of very helpful info there, right? So those insights revealed Max's unique value proposition. Like, what could he actually do? It wasn't just describing products. He could help enthusiasts make informed decisions based on their specific needs, which is, of course, a business model that can provide affiliate commissions for him. So next, he goes off and structures reviews around specific buyer concerns. He includes honest drawbacks for each tank, which builds trust with readers. And he placed affiliate links within the content, like within the review, not just at the end, which significantly increased conversion. Now, what's remarkable is how little this cost in time and money. Max worked on the site during evenings, once in a while on the weekend. He only paid basic website hosting costs. I think it was like $10 a month. And this low overhead approach meant that nearly all revenue became profit. All right, so that's the whole business model. Let's take a quick break. When we return, talk about the results. What were the outcomes of this? Was it just another $200 check? Nope, it was more, and it came over time. And then also application. How might you apply this business model to something you're into? Quick shout out to our sponsor, and then we'll be back with part two. Within a few months of focused effort, Max's monthly income grew from that initial $200 to a consistent $700 per month, which is over $8,000 a year from a weekend project. Now, you're not going to retire on $8,000 a year, I understand, but it's free money for something that he was into. He did it in the first place just for fun, adding those affiliate links as an afterthought. And then once he sees that it works, he puts a little bit more time into it. And understands, okay, what are people looking for? How can I provide that information? and, you know, just a few hours of work. And now it's not just a one-off $200. It's a consistent $700 a month. Is there something like that that you can do? You know, wouldn't that be cool, right? So, you know, why did this approach work when lots of side hustles fail? I think there are a few factors that really aligned. So this is key. First of all, Max matches his genuine expertise with existing market demand. He doesn't try to create demand for something new. People are already buying fish tanks. He's like, I'll just go there, right? Second, the execution required minimal ongoing effort, which truly created passive income. You know, I often say passive income requires a lot of active work, but in this case, it was just the active work on the front end. And then, you know, the income just kept coming. And third, maybe that's the point, this income stream operates independently from his construction business, from anything else he does, which provides some financial resilience through diversification. So what could you do like this? Like, what could you do if you want to start a side hustle like this one? Identify your fish tank expertise. Like, what do you know enough about that others would value guidance from? Key question perhaps is, what do people already ask your advice about now? That helps a lot of people figure out, okay, here's my thing. Next, test market viability with minimal investment. And you could do it like he did, or maybe it's something different now. Maybe social media plays a role. Things have changed a bit from 2018 when I first wrote about this example, actually 2017, now that I think about it. But, you know, to follow his example, create a simple website with 3 to 5 in-depth pieces of content that help people make decisions and connect to relevant products through affiliate programs like Amazon. Step three, track which content performs best and why. That's what Max did. And you kind of double down on those formats and topics that gain traction. That's pretty much it. That's the model. So this approach works across a lot of different knowledge domains. You could be a cook, a chef. You could be a guitar player. You could be a parent, you know, who wants to create resources to help other parents navigating educational products or challenges. There's so many different things, right? The pattern is consistent. Identifying specialized knowledge, create helpful content, connect to relevant products, and then optimize based on results. That's it. Max's $700 monthly fish tank review business isn't remarkable because it's complicated, but because it's simple. And your knowledge is valuable too. And so the question is, how will you transform it into income? As always, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. I'll leave you with that today. Thanks for tuning in. Excited to bring you many more stories in this series as it continues for the second half of the year. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.